In the last podcast, we have seen how Hindu kings were the ancestors of the Sumerians, in the sense that the Mitanni Empire was the ancestors of Sumerians. There we find Hindu kings' names, including Dasaratha. And this Mitanni Empire was located in the present geographical area consisting of Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, and sometimes it extended as the empire expanded in parts of Italy as well. Now we find the name of Dasaratha called as Tushratta, and he was a Mitanni king. That the Mitannis had in their northwestern frontiers another kingdom called Hittites, and they can be traced to Tamils of India. I'll speak about it little later. Now, these Hittites and the Mitannis had a porous border, and they were engaged in frequent battles. At one under such conditions, in one instance, Dasaratha, called as Tushratta, was in problem. So what he has done, I quote, despite Tushratta's problem, he was not beyond offering his daughter Thardukipa in marriage to King Amenhotep III of Egypt for large quantity of gold. This is mentioned in the cuneiform tablet, and it contained the letter from Tushratta to Amenhotep, and in which he asked for gold in very good great quantity as bride price, supporting his request with the comment, "God is as dust, gold is as dust in the land of my brother." The beleaguered Dasaratha was then murdered by his son in a palace coup. Tushratta's other son, Prince Srettivasa, fled Mitanni and was eventually given sanctuary by the Hitti king Supaliuma, with whom he concluded a treaty, that is in year 1380 BC, which we know as the Supaliuma Srettivasa treaty. This was discovered in 1907 in Hattusa, near present day Bogazkale, in the north central Turkey. In the treaty, the Hitti king Supaliuma agreed to assist Srettivasa gain the Mitanni throne and invaded Mitanni. The Hittites captured the Mitanni capital of Vasukanni after a second attempt and installed Srettivasa as a vassal king. The Supaliuma Srettivasa treaty is a source of considerable information about the Mitanni. In addition, it gives us some information about the religious practices of the Mitanni, for it invokes in the treaty the Indo-Iranian pantheon of asuras and devas, namely Mitras, Varuna, Indra, and Nasatyana. Nasatyanas are Nasatyas and Ashwins. And we do find lot of other references also. The Mitanni name for chariot warriors was Mariana or Marjanina, a form of Indo-Aryan term Maria, meaning young man. The meaning is used in the Rig Veda in the same sense. The Mitannis were famed charioteers. They are reported to have spearheaded the development of the light war chariot with wheels that used spokes rather than solid wood wheels like those used by Sumerians. I'll also speak about the first chariot was made in Bharatavarsha. I'll come to that later. And Tushratta's letter to Egyptian King Amenhotep III of Amarna from Tell El Amarna, housed at the museum, British Museum, numbered WAA 29791. The Hitti archives of Hattusa near the present day Bogakasi contained what is the oldest surviving horse training manual in the world. The elaborate work was written in 1345 BC, and it has a lot of words which are of Sanskrit origin. To quote a few, Asusani is a form of Sanskrit Aswasani, meaning horse trainer. Aika Vartana, meaning one turn. Sanskrit meaning Vardhanam. Thera Vardhana, meaning three turns. Vedic Sanskrit Trivardhanam. Pansa Vartana, it means five turns. Vedic Sanskrit Panchavardhanam. Satta Vardhana, meaning seven turns. Vedic Saptavardhanam. And Navaratana, meaning nine turns. Vedic Sanskrit Navavardhanam. So, we find lot of references to the Vedic India and Hindu kings. And we do find several Mitanni names contain the old Persian term Artha, a derivative of the term Asha or Arsha, meaning cosmic order and truth. And Artha in Sanskrit also means wealth or the practice of following kinghood, that is the process to be followed in the creation of wealth. I'll be speaking in the next podcast about the king list of Sumeria, which contains the name of Sri Rama, Bharata, and also Dasaratha in detail, and also about the Lord Subramanya, that is Murugan's peacock tribe in Turkey.